You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Shipshawana, Indiana, visiting the Hudson Auto Museum, where Jim will look to reacquaint himself with his very first love, a 1936 Terraplane. In 1908, Henry Ford introduced America to its true love, Lizzie. But over the century, we called her by many names. She quickly became a rolling metaphor for the American dream. Freedom, individuality, success. She was sexy as she was utilitarian. And when impetuous Chicago teen George Frost gave her a voice in 1922, she became our personal mobile jukebox. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's pay homage to the automobile.
Here at Masters Motor Mart, we're crazy about automobiles, and we're motivating you with Sonic Specials too good to be true. We got your Thunderbirds, we got your Lincolns, we got your Buicks, we got your Fords, and we got your Cadillacs. Should have had a V8? No problem, we got those too.
When Chuck Berry's apocryphal debut single hit the airwaves in 1955, it was the A-side that put teenagers' feet on the gas. Chuck had fashioned a countrified R&B tune that covered the heretofore strictly hillbilly subject matter of hot rod racing. Modeled after Bob Wills' 1938 country hit Ida Red and originally titled Ida May, here's Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville.
In 1956, Sunset Coral, a color that would turn any Mary Kay consultant green, was offered on the Thunderbird. Now, I read nothing of a red fur seat option for that year, but for Blue Caps guitarist Paul Peake, a pink Thunderbird with a red fur seat was just the thing to woo a gal. My, how the times have changed, but when Gene Vincent is making the proposition, that's mighty enticing. 1957's Pink Thunderbird.
I got a pink Thunderbird with a red plush seat. Well, baby, it's mine. I got a new brick house and a two-car porch. Well, baby, that's mine, too. I got a bank account, a baby filled with green. Well, baby, it's all mine. And baby, ain't nothing I ain't got, baby. You don't need a well, anything I got, baby. You can have it, anything I got, baby. You can use anything I got, baby. You can have it, if you don't say I do, I do, I do, I do. Ah! White yacht at the edge of the lake. Well, baby, that's mine. I got a million cows that moo and whine. Well, baby, they're mine too. I got a factory and an airplane too. Well, baby, they're all mine. And there ain't nothing I ain't got, baby. You don't need a well, anything I got, baby. You can have it. Nothing I ain't got, baby. You can't use anything I got, baby. You can have it. Yeah, you know what I say? I do, I do, I do, I do. Ah! I got a pink Thunderbird with a red plush seat. Well, baby, they're mine. I got a new brick house and a two-car port. Well, baby, that's mine too. I got a bank account, a baby filled with green. Well, baby, it's all mine. There ain't nothing I ain't got, baby. You don't need a well, anything I got, baby. You can have it, anything I got, baby. You can use it, anything I got, baby. You can have it, if you only say, I do, I do, I do, I do. Ah! You can have it, anything I got, baby. You can use it, anything I got, baby. You can have it, if you don't say I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Rocket 88 was the first rock and roll song, and it was about a car, an Oldsmobile 88 with a 303 cubic inch Rocket V8 motor. However, it turns out Ike Turner and Jackie Brenston stole their landmark tune from Jimmy Liggins' 1947 Ode to a Cadillac. But Ike and Jackie can still rest on their trailblazing rockin' laurels, as Liggins' tune was certifiably jump blues. Cadillac Boogie.
I had to have a boogie, but the woogie wouldn't wait. Bought me a long black Cadillac 8. It's all reeked, solid streamlined. I'll joy jumping Cadillacs on time. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Ugh, 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 guy. Ugh, 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 guy. Look out, gate, don't be late. This roving cat's got a Cadillac 8. Air foam cushions and a modern design. V8 motor body Fleetwood line. He's rolling, Jack, making time. That cat's purring, got eight kittens crying. It's the Cadillac boogie. Yeah, it's the Cadillac boogie. It's the Cadillac boogie. Boogie woogie rolling along. Sporting around town and want to make a date. Get you a long black Cadillac 8. Get to cruising, boy. Fall on the scene. Gals will start jumping, your money will be green. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Now that you have dug this Cadillac gate, help Cat Daddy don't miss no dates. Traveling man, curving ground, picking up all the fine chicks in town. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Roll the boogie!
motor was fused to a horse buggy, man quickly realized that although going from point A to point B without a horse was magical, the real magic of the automobile was getting girls. But for twins Cliff and Claude Trainier, chivalry wasn't part of the magic. The Trainiers were Rock and Rhythm's best comedy troupe and most dynamic performers, but also its most inexplicably unsuccessful artists. Let's get a taste of the Trainiers' humor and bravado. 1954's Uh-Oh, Get Out of the Car.
Okay, let's try one.
Here you go. You got a horse, bud?
Go ahead. No, that's okay. This is a horse number. I met a little chick in a neighborhood bar. I took her out for a ride in my brand new car. I said, hey baby, move over close by my side. The chick moved way over to the other side. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. Just won't treat me right. We parked to look at the city lights. She said, it really is a very beautiful sight. So I moved a little closer to her so I could see. She said, oh no, daddy, move away from me.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right. Said, but it's a long ways back to town, and I've got on my evening gown. I said, that's right, baby, and if you don't come on and try to treat me right, you'll be walking home the rest of the night.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. Gotta walk home, baby, 'cause it just won't treat me right.
A Deuce Coupe is a 1932 Ford Model B coupe, Deuce being for the year. And in California 1963, it was the definitive hot rod. That summer, the Beach Boys would immortalize the coupe and wax a myriad of hot rod classics. But it wasn't long before leader Brian Wilson would garage his muses and move on to concept albums. Little Deuce Coupe.
She's my little loose coupe.
What Billy the Kid Emerson lacked as a renowned artist, he made up for in songwriting, penning Elvis's When It Rains, It Pours, and the rockabilly anthem Red Hot, While It's Sun. Emerson then drove the well-worn road up to Chicago with stops at Chess and VJ. He wasn't the first to use the automobile as a metaphor for sex. That honor likely goes to Robert Johnson's 1936 Terraplane Blues, but Emerson's 1955 autoerotic tune drives harder. Every Woman I Know.
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, every woman I know has gotta have an automobile. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Walking women home is a thing of the past. The women wanna ride and wanna ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford, and some like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Just can't be beat. You and your woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys and she can shift your gills and turn on your radio just loud enough to hear and start up the heat and flip on the fan and then you start to roll it just as fast as you can. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Yes, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well,
in 1961, Mose Allison took his turn behind the wheel of a Ford that had been running for 25 years. Blues guitarist Buddy Moss recorded Going to Your Funeral in a V8 Ford in 1935. By 1951, it was rewritten as V8 Ford by blues pianist Willie Love, and 10 years later, jazz blues pianist Allison produced a newer model, V8 Ford Blues.
I'm gonna get my great digger to make you a place. I'm coming along myself and throw some dirt in your face. I'll be right down at your bearing, riding in my V8 Ford. You think you so high, style and worldly, I declare, girl, you just don't know. When you join your insurance, you better make it sick and accident too. You keep a messing with me now, something gonna happen to you. I'll be right down at your bearing, riding in my V8 Ford. You think you so high, style and worldly, I declare, girl, you just don't know. Thank you. I get my gasoline in the morning, I get my oil checked at night. Then I don't have to worry, cause I know everything's alright. I'll be right down at your bed, riding in my V8 Ford. You think you so high, style and worldly, I declare, girl, you just don't know.
The Medallions were likely the first to specialize in car songs, waxing nearly a half dozen. They were typical of LA R&B groups in that membership was kinetic, yet anchored by one individual, in this case Vernon Greene. Their 1954 debut was Buick 59, although 1959 was 5 years away, and there was no Model 59 in the Buick lineup. Greene simply rewrote Todd Rhodes' Rocket 69 from 1952, which itself was a ribald send-up of Rocket 88. Surprisingly, GM awarded the group a 1955 Buick, although their unscrupulous manager was the only one who got the keys.
Would you like to go riding in my Buick 59?
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Oh, would you like to go riding in my Buick 59?
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Well, I'm telling you people that the riding's mighty fine.
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Got an 8-cylinder motor and a jet propeller overdrive.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Carl Benz. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Archie Shibley knew not what he had done when he unleashed drag racing onto shellac with Hot Rod Race in 1950. It was quickly covered by a slew of country artists, with each becoming a hit. Thus, Archie felt compelled to write several sequels. And all of this led Charlie Ryan to write an answer song titled Hot Rod Lincoln, which did little chart-wise in 1955, but his 1959 re-recording raced Johnny Bond's cover up the charts into 1960. But Johnny won the race, as his raucous version had more horsepower.
Story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me. But within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck. I crossed my fingers just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail post, the guy beside me, white as a ghost. Guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass. But when I did, I'd be short on gas. Side. You can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Down in the dip, she started a rocking. I looked in the mirror and a red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.